Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinga Mehta with the news. First day headlines. France confirmed as country partner for Hornbill Festival 2025. Northeastern Council releases nearly 4 crore rupees in October for projects across Nagaland. Home Minister Amit Shah announces 5-year target to make BSF most modern and aggressive force in the world. And Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker calls on Vice President CP Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. France has been confirmed as a country partner for Hornbill Festival 2025, Nagaland's premier cultural event. Sharing the news on X, Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo said France's culture and creativity will add value to the festival and promote partnership in culture, investment and innovation. French Ambassador Thierry Mato, who signed the agreement with Mr. Ryo, reaffirmed France's commitment to supporting development in the Northeast India. He noted ongoing engagement with the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region donor across economic, technological, educational and cultural sectors. Meanwhile, Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya welcomed the collaboration and expressed confidence that such partnership would continue to generate meaningful and enduring benefits for the region. France joins several other nations already on board for this year's Hornbill Festival, including Austria, Malta, the United Kingdom, Ireland and Switzerland. The Northeastern Council, NEC, last month released nearly 4 crore rupees in funds for various development projects in Nagaland. This was included in an update provided by the NEC under the Donor Ministry on Nagaland Projects for October 2025, a report.
The projects under scheme of NEC include setting up piglet production farms in Nihoto and Vidima villages, construction of a working women hostel in Kohima, infrastructure development at Kohima Orphanage Home, and conservation and propagation of indigenous fodder for sustainable livestock development. The NEC also approved a new project to upgrade the Lampo Shianga Nyasa village road in Mon district with an estimated cost of 23 crore rupees. Additionally, the model dairy farm project sanctioned in 2017 was completed in October this year. As part of this project, 6 model dairy units were set up across the state and 60 mulch cows were introduced. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
These initiatives reflect the government's commitment to enhancing infrastructure and self-reliance in the region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the next 1 year will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force, BSF, and welfare of BSF personnel. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee Foundation Day ceremony at Bhuj in Gujarat, Mr. Shah stated that the Home Ministry has set a 5-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world. He highlighted the BSF's crucial role in implementing the new concept of e-border security, a major government initiative.
विभाग ने तय किया है कि अगले स्थापना दिन तक बल को आधुनिकीकरण के सभी आयामों में से युक्त करकर 5 साल में बल को विश्व का सबसे आधुनिक और सबसे पैनी आक्रमण क्षमता वाला हमारा बॉर्डर सिक्योरिटी फोर्स बनाएंगे.
On counter insurgency, the minister praised BSF's work, asserting that the country will be free from Naxalism by March 31, 2026. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharin Gainlongkumar, along with Secretary in Charge Kruhitunyo Ryo, met with Vice President CP Radhakrishnan in New Delhi earlier this week. In a press release today, Ms. Ryo said they briefed him on the successful 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 conference held in Nagaland and the 9 resolutions adopted. The Vice President underscored the importance of healthcare in driving progress and expressed support to the resolution on upgrading Kohima Medical College to a central institute. The Nagaland team also met Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to officially submit the resolutions. They also made a special mention for establishing an Indian Institute for Scientific Research in Nagaland, which had been announced in the Union Budget 2015-16. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipio Rio has extended greetings to the Garo community on Wangala, the post-harvest festival of Thanksgiving. In a social media post, he expressed hope that the festival may renew the spirit of unity, harmony, and gratitude among all people. The Chief Minister wished everyone peace, prosperity, and well-being on the joyous occasion. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India has entered its second day today. The day saw two important inaugurations, the Indian Panorama and the Master Classes. Indian Panorama is a showcase of the best of Indian films. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said the masterclasses focuses on AI, sustainability, and women-led cinema.
200 movies are going to screen the entire festival. And this festival highlights that first time we are given opportunity to the 50 women directors movies are going to screen. Our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's vision, women empowerment.
Dr. Murugan also chaired the Ambassadors Roundtable on co-production on the sidelines of the festival, calling for greater international co-production as India is cementing itself as a studio for the world. Dr. Murugan also raised the issue of piracy with the ambassadors. Meanwhile, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju highlighted the world-class studios and growing VFX technology in the country.
We are equally committed to supporting technological and skills-oriented collaborations. India's world-class studios, growing VFX and animation sector, and expanding virtual production capabilities offer opportunities for co-development of digital content. Joint training programs, scholarships, and talent exchanges can further strengthen our combined creative workforce.
The fifth edition of the Creative Minds of Tomorrow also got underway at the festival, with 125 rising stars taking part in the 48-hour filmmaking challenge. An awareness and registration drive on the Pradhan Mantri National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, PMNAPS, was conducted in Kohima today. Director of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Savio Visa, said the initiative aims to bridge the gap between formal training and industry experience for Nagaland's youth, highlighting that PMNAPS offers financial incentives, digital support and flexibility. He noted its importance for a state like Nagaland, where industry exposure still remains limited. Describing apprenticeship as an investment in the future workforce, Mr. Visa said the scheme equips youth for meaningful employment while supporting local industries with trained manpower. The session included hands-on registration on the PMNAP portal and networking interactions with sector skill councils and third-party aggregators. In Mizoram, Akashvani director and Mizoram cluster head, Dr. Lalropui, has reaffirmed the enduring relevance of radio in the region, noting that the medium continues to resonate with audiences even as new technologies reshape the communications landscape. Speaking at the 30th anniversary celebration of Akashvani Lunglei, he highlighted the need for embracing modern tools and latest technologies to enhance broadcasting. The director also reminded that Akashvani Lunglei, established in 1995, was the first station in Mizoram to introduce FM broadcasting, laying the foundation for the medium's popularity in the state. And in weather, Nagaland is likely to experience mild weather with minimal rainfall over the next 5 days. India Meteorological Department has forecast a probability of trace rainfall at one or two places with clear skies expected throughout. In Kohima, daytime temperatures are expected to be around 19 to 20 degrees Celsius, while night temperatures will range between 9 and 11 degrees Celsius. Dimapur is likely to see daytime temperatures of 26 to 27 degrees Celsius with nighttime temperatures between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. France confirmed as country partner for Hornbill Festival 2025. Northeastern Council releases nearly 4 crore rupees in October for projects across Nagaland. Home Minister Amit Shah announces 5-year target to make BSF most modern and aggressive force in the world. And Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker calls on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.